Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your homeschool companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome to Homeschool Companion. I'm Rose.
I'm Kathy.
And we are here with a Thanksgiving special. Thanksgiving is a wonderful time of the year where it might snow, it might not. The leaves have been kind of raked up, but some still fall. And once in a while, you get a nice day in there. But most of all, you get to be with family and friends. And we're going to start with our story for the kids. Kids, today we're going to read a story by Mary Ibe called Sleeping Through a Bad Storm, and all of us have had those experiences where we couldn't sleep through a bad storm. So here we go.
Latrice, you are old enough to stay in your own bedroom during a rainstorm,
Daddy said before he kissed me goodnight. Crash! The storm was booming outside. My bedroom lit up with every lightning flash. Rain beat hard against the window. Daddy couldn't mean this rainstorm, I thought to myself. It was so loud. But I knew that Daddy did mean this storm. When Daddy left my room, I tiptoed to Antoine's bedroom. Antoine, are you awake? I asked my older brother. Antoine! I whispered as loudly as I dared. I poked his toe. He rolled over. He kept on sleeping. I knew he was not going to wake up. Crack! A huge bolt of lightning struck. I ran to my bed and pulled the covers over my head. I'll be brave, I thought to myself. Daddy says it is only rain. I heard the jangle of my dog's collar. He stuck his head into my bedroom. Come here, Juniper. Come on, boy, I called to him. He gladly jumped up on my bed. I snuggled up to his neck. He felt good as Juniper felt, though I knew something was missing. I still didn't feel brave.
Pray your troubles away,
Dad always told me. Jesus, I began to pray. I know the plants and animals need the rain, but this storm sure is scaring me. Please make me feel brave. Please stop this storm. Thanks. Amen. The next morning, I woke up feeling great. Juniper was still on my bed. We ran to the kitchen to see Daddy.
The two of you seemed to sleep right through that storm last night. Did Juniper help you feel brave?
Well, he did make me feel good, but I don't think he was the reason I slept so well. I think I prayed that storm away last night.
Latrice, it stormed most of the night. You must have just slept through it,
Daddy said. No, I saw it and it scared me. Then I prayed really hard. God let it rain to help the plants and animals, but he jumped into my heart and helped me feel brave. I think I'll pray the next time it storms too.
Now, why didn't I think of that?
Daddy said as he gave me a big hug. The end.
Well, that's a nice, cozy story and something to be thankful for.
It is. I know that many of us probably pray a lot in the night because we can't sleep or we're thinking about all of the things that we're worried about. And one of the ways to chase that is to start counting our blessings. Just like you count sheep, count your blessings. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to be counting all of the blessings and we're going to be sharing with you. Many of you wrote in from Facebook and we're going to be sharing those things that you're thankful for as well. So without any further ado, let's talk about some fun Thanksgiving facts.
Okay, well, did you know that the Plymouth Pilgrims were the first to celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yes, and most everybody knows that, but I do not remember what ship they sailed on.
I think it was the Mayflower.
The Mayflower. Can't ever forget the Mayflower because May is when I was born, and it's also a flower.
And it has nothing to do with November, so that will make it stick in my head.
Someone was asking me the other day, well, where did they land? Where did they land? Where did they land? I said, well, they landed on Plymouth Rock. I mean, well, where's Plymouth Rock? Is it in Virginia? I mean, this is another teacher. So these fun facts are real important to review with your children. Just some simple things. They celebrated the first Thanksgiving Day at Plymouth, but they had actually landed at Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts. Now, the Indians, I bet we don't remember which tribe were the people who taught the pilgrims how to cultivate the land, which is something they were very thankful for. Can you pronounce that? I can't pronounce it.
I was hoping you would be the one to try that one. The Wampanoag Indians were the people who taught the pilgrims how to cultivate the land.
And William Bradford organized the first Thanksgiving feast in 1621, and he invited the Indians to the feast.
You didn't say what kind of Indians he invited.
The Wampanoag.
Very good. And the first Thanksgiving celebration lasted how many days?
3 days.
That's pretty awesome.
Now,
I'd get pretty
compare,
full.
Let's compare what foods we traditionally have at our Thanksgiving meals nowadays to what they had then.
That's a good idea. They didn't have mashed potatoes, which we have. They had lobster, rabbit,
fish, squashes,
chicken.
They didn't have pumpkin pie.
But they had beans and, oh, chestnuts. Yeah, I have chestnuts on my Thanksgiving table. Hickory nuts.
I would like to know how to eat chestnuts. They didn't have popcorn, and they did not have corn on the cob. Did you know that, 65% of the American diet now includes some type of corn, whether it's high fructose corn syrup or some type of corn derivative? They had
goat cheese.
They had goat cheese.
And cabbage and carrots.
Okay. The first Thanksgiving dinner was consisted of lobster, rabbit. Okay, how about I'll say the words and you say if you have it at your Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
Lobster.
No.
Rabbit.
No.
Chicken.
No.
Fish.
No.
Squashes.
Sometimes.
Beans.
Sometimes.
Chestnuts.
No.
Hickory nuts.
No.
Onions.
Unfortunately, yes.
Leeks.
No.
Dried fruit.
No.
Maple syrup.
No.
Honey.
Yes.
Radishes.
If they're in the salad.
Cabbage.
Could be.
Carrots.
Yes.
Eggs.
Baked and stuff.
Goat cheese.
Not really.
Okay, so.
And they didn't use forks.
And our traditional meal consists now of mashed potato, pumpkin pies, corn on the cob, cranberries. Wonder where those traditions came from. Well, that'll have to be another show. Because
that'll be next
year.
I
don't know. That's interesting.
That is.
See, we like to stage this program so that we learn right along with our listeners.
Can you imagine Thanksgiving without cranberries?
I can't imagine it.
I can't either, and I don't even eat them, but I can't imagine them not being on the table.
Yes. So, now, it says the pilgrims didn't use forks. They ate with spoons, knives, and their fingers.
Wonder.
Now, that would be something that all of the kids that I know of would love to do, is eat with spoons, knives, and their fingers.
Yes.
Because knives they aren't allowed to have, so therefore they'd love to have it even if it was a table knife. Spoons, many of them are so young that they're still just only using spoons. And of course,
the fingers are the best.
The fingers are the best.
There you go. Well, how about this one? Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird of the United States.
Well, you know, it's coming to the point where I think that might be a good decision.
Apropos.
Yes.
Can you imagine the turkey, though, instead of the eagle on the...
I can't imagine it because the eagle represents strength
and
swiftness and intelligence. And the turkey...
The turkey is not graceful nor swift.
Yeah.
And it gobbles a lot.
Yes, and that's why we call people sometimes turkeys. You
right.
Turkey. We hardly ever say you eagle.
Well, I don't think I've ever heard that.
Okay. So now we're going on to Sarah Josepha Hale. She was an American magazine editor, and she persuaded Abraham Lincoln to declare Thanksgiving a national holiday. She is also the author of the popular nursery rhyme, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
That's interesting.
These are called Thanksgiving fun facts throughout history.
And Abraham Lincoln issued a Thanksgiving proclamation on the 3rd of October, 1863, and officially set aside the last Thursday of November as the National Day of Thanksgiving.
And some people attribute this holiday as the only truly Christian American holiday that we celebrate. So that's, you know, I'm trying to think if there's any other days that we actually take off. We don't take off Mother's Day or Father's Day. They certainly have Christian attributes. But Thanksgiving, of course, Christmas has its origins. But I was, just a side note, I was looking, as we were preparing for this show, I was looking up the history of Thanksgiving, and then, indeed, almost every culture has had some type of Thanksgiving holiday, so to speak. So, the Romans, the Greeks, you know, down through history. So, we can't say it just was purely American.
Well, why do you think, if you don't know the answer to this, maybe one of our listeners know the answer and can write into us on Facebook. Why do you think that Abraham Lincoln made the last Thursday of November as the National Day of Thanksgiving? So it's never on the same day, but then we have Christmas always falls on the 25th of December, no matter what day of the week it's on.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to know.
So if someone knows that, please write in on Facebook, and we'll also post that question on Facebook.
Yeah, I'd be curious.
So we can remember. Now, the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which is very traditional. In fact, it is boring for some people because it consumes everything, all the news and everything that day. But it began in the 1920s. So that is a pretty long tradition, almost as long
as... Yeah, 92 years so far.
Yeah, well, it's almost as long as the...
Depending when in the 20s. That's a long time. Congress passed a law on December 26th, the day after Christmas, in 1941, ensuring that all Americans would celebrate a unified Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday of November every year.
So even though Abraham proclaimed it in 1863, Congress didn't make it into law until 1941.
And Abraham Lincoln said it would be the last Thursday of November, which could be the fifth Thursday.
I
and
see.
Then Congress passed it. If it happened to be a month that it fell on the fifth Thursday, then Congress passed that it would be the fourth Thursday every year.
Well, since 1947, the National Turkey Federation has presented a live turkey and two dressed turkeys to the president. The president does not eat the live turkey. He pardons it and allows it to live out its days on the historical farm.
Okay,
so now that puts a whole new meaning to pardon. I'm going to have to remember, are you a pardoned turkey or are you just a plain turkey? If you're a plain turkey, you better get your act together. But if you're pardoned, you can go out and live on the farm. Okay, keep going.
All right. In the U.S., about 280 million turkeys are sold for the Thanksgiving celebrations.
Wow. That's a lot of turkeys and only one pardoned turkey. Well, the next fun fact is each year the average American eats somewhere between 16 and 18 pounds of turkey.
Wow.
Well, for us vegetarians, that means that really has skewed it. So there's some people eating a lot more turkey than that.
Right, that's amazing.
And the state that eats the most turkey, what do you think that is?
Well, since I have it here in front of me, I can tell you it's California. But of course, it's also one of the biggest states, so that would make sense.
Okay.
Oh, and I knew this one. Although Thanksgiving is widely considered an American holiday, it is also celebrated in Canada. But it's the second Monday in October in Canada.
It's amazing how we tend to grow up thinking, you know, we're the only pea in the pod. And then as we get bigger, we realize it's a very global society. Now, tell me a little bit about Black Friday.
Black Friday is the Friday right after Thanksgiving in the U.S., where it is the beginning of the traditional Christmas shopping season. And it usually starts about 4 a.m. and all those hearty souls that have eaten all the tryptophan turkey and have fallen asleep in the middle of the afternoon on Thursday and got a good nap in, wake up early and out they go shopping for the best deals.
Yes, and it truly is Black Friday because it's so dark out when you start out. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they called it Black Friday, but it It's definitely not White Friday.
It's Black Friday because they put all the coffers in the black by spending so much money. I think that's the reason. Okay. Don't quote me on that, but I had read about
it. That's a good reason.
And then actually the next Monday following that weekend is called Cyber Monday, and all the good deals are online.
Okay. But so there you have it. That's a good tip to know. Now, we're going to be sharing with you some of the things that our Facebook listeners wrote to us, but we have a few poems here, and I'm going to share one, and then I'll let Kathy share one. And this poem, as I read it, I'm sure it will begin to, you'll begin to hear the tune. It goes like this. It was written, well, it's a traditional Thanksgiving hymn, but it was translated by Theodore Baker somewhere during his lifetime, and he lived from 1851 to 1934. Here we go. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name. He forgets not his own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining his kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we are winning. Thou, Lord, was at our side. All glory be thine. We all do extol thee, thou leader triumphant, and pray that thou still our defender wilt be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised. O Lord, make us free. Amen.
Amen. I have one here called a Thanksgiving Day Prayer. Lord, so oftentimes, as any other day, when we sit down to our meal and pray, we hurry along and make fast the blessing. Thanks. Amen. Now please pass the dressing. We're slaves to the olfactory overload. We must rush our prayer before the food gets cold. But Lord, I'd like to take a few minutes more to really give thanks to what I'm thankful for. For my family, my health, a nice soft bed, my friends, my freedom, a roof over my head. I'm thankful right now to be surrounded by those whose lives touch me more than they'll ever possibly know. Thankful, Lord, that you've blessed me beyond measure. Thankful that in my heart lives life's greatest treasure. That you, dear Jesus, reside in that place, and I'm ever so grateful for your unending grace. So please, Heavenly Father, bless this food you provided, and bless each and every person invited. Amen.
That's
a nice prayer.
Well, I'll share what someone's thankful for, and then you could share what someone's thankful for. And then you can share what you're thankful for, and I'll share what I'm thankful for. So many things to be thankful for. Well, the first one is from Ken Matthews, and he says that Ken Matthews is thankful for his wonderful and awesome family, !
I like this one. This is from Molly Sue Lida. I am thankful for dedicated teachers.
And she is a public school teacher, and we are thankful for dedicated teachers.
Yes.
I want to write a book when I get done with Fritz. I want to write about the Great American Public School because it gets a lot of criticism, but there are a lot of great people coming out of that system, just very well educated. Okay, the next one is from Rob Hardy. It says, I'm thankful that Jesus knows me on a far deeper level than I could possibly know myself, and he still has mercy on me.
Isn't that so true for all of us?
That is.
When you think, I think about my life and how Jesus has mercy every day, hour by hour. Well, this one's from Renee Williams. She says, I'm thankful for my Lord Jesus Christ, who gave me this awesome opportunity to work with some of the most amazing young people in the world.
I love you, HVA peeps. And I just wanted to say that HVA stands for Highland View Academy. And I love the students at Highland View Academy, too. In fact, if you are interested in knowing more about Highland View Academy, you can go to www.hva-edu.com. That's hva-edu.com. Put a little plug in there for those wonderful peeps, as she calls them. The next one is from Wendy Boward, and she does Wendy's Tender Care, I think it is. It's a wonderful daycare that she runs for those very young children. It says, I'm thankful, first of all, for God's sovereign love and forgiveness for me and my sins. I'm thankful for healthy, happy children who bring me more joy than I could ever imagine. I'm thankful for a loving husband who loves God and prays with me through the sunshine and the rain and the innumerable amount of family and friends I'm surrounded by who faithfully love and pray for me.
And this Amen. One is from Donna Godlove. I'm thankful for the fact that Jesus died for me and that he loves me so much. I'm also thankful that he's provided me with a husband who provides for his family and allows me to stay at home to raise and homeschool our children. I love being able to see and help my children through every milestone. And I am very thankful that the Lord led me to the Williamsport SDA Church because they are very loving and God-fearing family that supports homeschoolers as well as other students. God has blessed me beyond measure, and I am thankful.
And, you know, we have so much to be thankful for on that level because there are some countries where they're not allowed to homeschool mm-hmm. or it's very restricted. And I do appreciate, I know that we might not always have this opportunity, and that's why there's people like me who want to support the homeschooling family.
Absolutely.
The next one is by Bonnie Renum. I'm thankful for being blessed to live in a country where I can walk free, worship the Lord Jesus Christ freely, speak freely, when the skies are clear and the air is pure, like in North Dakota, and I can take in the beauty of the Creator's hand and freely be in His presence. For family that loves the Lord, thank you, Jesus. That's almost like a prayer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I have one more here. This is from Andrew Mills. And he says, I am thankful for trials, little miracles, for family, friends, and strength.
And you know, we love Andrew Mills. We've had him on the show, and this is a young, well, he's a young man
young
now.
Man.
I think he's 19, and he was, at the age of two, he was just playing at a McDonald's, and he fell and hit his right side of his head on one of the bench corners there, and it caused a stroke, and he has since... He was paralyzed on half of his body, and he's since become quite a spokesperson for CHASA, the organization mm-hmm. that brings childhood awareness to strokes. So, Andrew, we thank you for that praise. And I have one more here from Bonnie Morissette. She says, I'm thankful for a warm home and a cozy bed to sleep in.
Oh, so simple and yet so profound.
You know, during this time of the year when we're still suffering from a tremendous depression, really, in the United States. I know many people are without jobs, and some of them don't have a bed to sleep in. I mean, they are sleeping in their cars or in shelters. Yes, we do have a lot to be thankful for, and yet we want to reach out to them in any way that we possibly can. Open up your home and invite an extra person for Thanksgiving dinner. Have an offering, a special offering that maybe create a Good Samaritan account in your church. Provide a way to take care of those that don't have all these blessings that we talk about so freely. On Facebook, most of us are quite, at least, you know, we have the internet.
Right.
So
we have a computer.
There's some resources that we have there that's pretty amazing. Okay, well, we've come to the end of our show. We're so glad you spent this time with us. Make sure you join us on Facebook, Homeschool Companion. You can like us there, and then, of course, Rose Gamblin, you can like us there, too.
Right. And answer our questions that we didn't know.
Anyway, we have one last thing to say, and that is,
God bless!